guard position. Quite a few Salt Lake Community College fans have shown up. Jerry Summer, who will start at one guard, 5'9 sophomore from Cypress High School. Matt Barnes, a 6-foot freshman from Olympus High School, will start at a guard. Mark Lenore, 6'4 sophomore out of Broad Ripple High School in Indianapolis. I love that name. And George Harden, sophomore, will start. And I believe it will be Melvin Love, the 6'10 center, starting tonight for Salt Lake Community College. We mentioned Russell and Barnes at the guard line. Up front, Darryl White, who didn't really have one of his best offensive games last night. Steve Andrus, 6'8 sophomore at the center position, and our KDXU St. George Tire Center player of the game from last night, Corby McDunkle, who also got the first 60 dunk of the game last night. McDunkle.
I guess that's an appropriate name. You can call him Corby McDunkle. He probably appreciates that. He really can get up and down and put it through the hoop.
We may have created a monster, Mike. Corby McDunkle, I guess we'll call it. Of course, we had Austin Rotham going last year. Now Clint doing quite a job with UNLV this year. The first 20 minutes stands about ready to get underway. By the way, earlier this afternoon, the Dixie and Rick's baseball teams, Dixie, defeated Rick's 8-2, and in 8 innings, because 2 7-inning games in the doubleheader, Dixie over Rick's 4-2. So Coach Gordon Jolly trying to follow in the same pattern that he did last year. After the football and basketball team set a fine standard, the baseball team followed along, and the all-sports trophy ended up in the ICAC into the hands of Dixie College. Jumping center, Melvin Love, 6'10", freshman out of Cajon High School in San Bernardino, California. Mark Lenore, George Harden, Matt Barnes, Jerry Sommer, who had a career-high 30 points last night. The tap controlled by Andrus. Supposedly into the hands of Russell. Russell instead wasn't there. Barnes got it, and Barnes travels. So a turnover by Salt Lake Community College almost immediately. The winner of this game plays Southern Idaho tomorrow night for the region championship. The loser ends up packing it up for the year. Inbounds comes to Darryl White. White steps on the sidelines as he goes to take the shot. So a turnover by Dixie. Inauspicious beginning for both teams, Mike.
Yeah, not exactly the way the coach would like the thing to start off. That one was a typical Darryl White move, though. He always seems to take a little hop or push that foot back out behind him before he puts up the shot. That time he steps on the sideline.
19:56 left in the first half of the game. 4 seconds underway. Maybe the strongest officiating duo, although that's a little tough to say, Lorenzo Cotton and Andy Rios working the game tonight. Mark Lenore at the angle, it goes to Summer against Bob Barnes. Summer trying to get away. Double dribble was not called as Summer lost the dribble and then picked it up again, and nobody caught it except the fans on the far side. To Matt Barnes to the baseline. Jerry Summer dishes off to Harden, who hooks the shot up. Will it go? No. Rebound, Bob Barnes. Bob Barnes and Matt Barnes both into this ball game. Bob Barnes reverses against Summer. Summer will have to work hard tonight against Bob Barnes. Out in front, it goes to the point to Darwin Russell. Back to Bob Barnes. Back out in front to Darwin Russell. Dixie wants the offense to move. Corby McDaniel, Darryl White. Free throw line, jump shot. Good! Darryl White. Dixie makes it 2-0 right out the bat. With 19:11 left in the first half of play, Lenore will be faced against Corby McDaniel. McDaniel clenches his fist, pulls up his pant legs and goes right after it defensively. At the angle to Mark Lenore. Dixie, not quite as intense defensively as last time, but they're working on it. Bob Barnes knocks the ball out of bounds against Summer. Salt Lake Community College, pressed a little by North Idaho yesterday. North Idaho kept in the ball game, and Salt Lake just couldn't put away North Idaho at the angle. It goes to Jerry Summer. The Bruins with the basketball. Ball knocked away by Barnes. Barnes goes for it, steals it. Lead pass comes to Russell against Barnes. Shovel shot, good. Darwin Russell on the steal from Bob Barnes, and Dixie putting the pressure on. Not full court press, just picking them up and attacking every pass at the angle. Mark Lenore against Corby McDaniel. Lenore, bounce pass at the left angle to Matt Barnes. Gets in front of Russell, slips and goes down. Ball knocked down, jump ball call. It's out of bounds to Salt Lake Community College. Out of bounds to Salt Lake. Darwin Russell trying to talk the officials into it. It is goal ball. It should be. Correction. Now Andy Rios comes over to make the The statement is out of bounds to Salt Lake Community College. 4-0 Dixie. Inbounds comes to Lenore. Jump shot from the angle. Good. And Lenore, who had 30 points last night, gets the first two for Salt Lake Community College. Summer will pressure Bob Barnes. Barnes into forecourt. Looks for help. Barnes reverses. The foul will be on Summer. Summer keeping the hands on Bob Barnes. Personal foul number one on Summer. Team foul number one in the ball game, and it goes to Salt Lake. Ken Wagner up, giving instructions offensively. Dixie struggled a little bit offensively against the hustling Ricks team last night, but still ended up with 93 points. Barnes at the angle to Corby McDaniel. Back out in front to Barnes. Little quicker ball club in Salt Lake Community College. Darwin Russell back to Barnes. Lob underneath intended for Andrus. Andrus slips. The ball's thrown away. Andrus started to make the cut, and the feet went out from under him. Turnover by Dixie. 4-2. Salt Lake trying to get back even. Barnes will be in backcourt. Lenore to bring the ball into forecourt. Mark Lenore against Dixie. Corby McDaniel at the angle. Lenore looks for help. Lenore drives to the basket. Hook shot up over the basket. There is a foul. Technical foul on whom? And it will go to Daryl White. White, either with a foul or with a technical. Apparently with a technical. What happened? The question is, it'll be called on Daryl White. What happened with the technical foul? It's Mike, were you able to see what took place?
Not sure. All I can guess is that Daryl White went up and slapped the backboard. I don't know if that's, you know, constituted a technical foul, but that's the only thing I could see in that instance, because the ball was well above and no one said anything that I could see.
Lenore to the free throw line to shoot the technical. Plenty of noise, and Lenore hits it. Apparently, hitting the backboard is the call. Destruction of property. I guess. Assault on a pane of glass. 4-3, as Lenore has all 3 points for Salt Lake. And Dixie still trying to get the offense on track. Backcourt violation as Summer stepped in backcourt after getting the pass, jumping from front court. So a turnover by Salt Lake. A break.
It is third turnover against Salt Lake in the early going. Dixie has two.
Bob Barnes into forecourt. Barnes looks for help. Barnes against Summer. On the right side, it goes to Steve Andrus looking underneath. Salt Lake Community College putting the pressure on Andrus right to the basket. Layup shot good. Melvin Love back away. And Andrus, who had a career-high 25 points against Salt Lake in St. George the first time these two teams met. Barnes, Matt Barnes takes the three-pointer. No good. Long rebound by Harden and a foul on Bob Barnes with a reach-in. Barnes had him with the wrist, on the right wrist, with the right hand, and with the left hand, had the hold of the jersey. It's amazing they didn't give him two fouls on that. Bob Barnes, with personal foul number one. He had both hands on him. Jerry Summer, two inbounds for Salt Lake. Way out in front, it goes to Matt Barnes. 6-3, Dixie out in front to Jerry Summer. Hero of the three-point shot last night. Melvin Love takes the shot, misses it. Rebound up, no. There's a foul on the rebound, and it'll be on Dixie. Right now, Dixie trying to get on track, and so is Salt Lake. Neither team looking quite as sharp as they did yesterday.
No, not looking as sharp, although Dixie, right at this point, getting much better shot selection. They are 3-for-3 from the field, and Salt Lake has put up 4 shots and only connected on one of those. So much better shooting for Dixie early.
Shot up by Love, no good, as he had to go up over a skying Steve Andrus. Daryl White, sky high to get the rebound down. Pass into forecourt to Corby McDaniel, to Andrus at the baseline. Well, he wants to work on Love. Andrus makes the move. Offensive foul. Andrus back into his man. And Andrus standing right in front of the officials. Silly call. Or silly move right there.
Not a good time to try anything like that. Very obvious. I think everyone in the entire gymnasium saw him. He just leaned back and kind of nudged with the elbow. And the referee standing right behind him quickly called it.
Kenny Last quickly into the lineup. Dixie could not afford to have Andrus down too long because he was a hero last time out. 6-3. Dixie with the lead. 3 minutes gone in the game and not a high-scoring outfit on either side yet. Lenore making the move on McDaniel. Can't get the shot away. Lob into the corner to Sommer. Sommer picked up by Barnes in the lane. Layup shot no good. Crashing the boards is Salt Lake Community College. Knocks it off of Sommer. Out of bounds to Dixie. Love tried to save it. It ricocheted off of 3 chests, 2 shoulders, a chin, and finally off of Jerry Sommer's back. Out of bounds. 6-3. Dixie with the lead. Pass into forecourt. Goes to Daryl White. Dixie not really running the offense well yet against Salt Lake. Is Salt Lake hustling on defense? Barnes against Summer. Goes right to the baseline. Layback shot no good. Followed by McDaniel. Can't get it to Harden. Harden with the rebound. Throws the ball away. And Salt Lake making too many turnovers, Mike.
4 turnovers here early in the ball game, and that's Dixie, though, has got to take advantage of that. They have scored a couple of times, and they need to get 2 more points on the board here.
Dixie has not really been able to take as much advantage. Daryl White in three-point territory against Lenore into the corner. Russell will drill the three-pointer. Darwin Russell, 5 early points. It's 9-3 Dixie. Barnes almost had the double dribble in backcourt. Barnes against Darwin Russell. Leaves it out in front for Jerry Sommer. Sommer against Bob Barnes. Bounce pass into the corner. Matt Barnes. Matt Barnes shot up, partially deflected, taken out of the air by McDaniel. 3-on-2 fast break pass on the wing. No, it is not saved by Russell. Dixie trying to force it and blows the fast break, Mike.
And that's the time you really need to play a little bit smarter basketball. Don't try and force it. You have an early lead, just play good basketball, good strong defense and offense, and get the whole bucket in the hole.
The ball
in the hole.
Okay. Yeah. Mark Lenore at the angle against McDaniel. At the point, it goes to Matt Barnes. I didn't hear that. Jerry Sommer against Bob Barnes. Right side, it goes to Matt Barnes for Salt Lake. To Lenore in three-point territory against McDaniel. In the lane, running right-hander, no good. Crashing the boards, and it'll be on Love. Love up over the back as his first personal foul. And Dixie getting a little better rebounding position, Mike.
I don't know if I dare talk again. I didn't say that just a few moments ago. No, that was excellent position by Dixie that time. Got the inside edge all the way around the basket. Forced Love, if he wanted to try and get the ball to go over the top, he did.
Bob Barnes coming into forecourt against Jerry Sommer. Bob Barnes, a Lehigh High School grad, played for Ken Wagner in high school. The Ken last, to White in the lane. Lenore goes after the basketball and forces the double dribble. Andy Rios did not call the foul, and Ken Wagner wanted it.
Yeah, he's indicating now he was slapped on the arm to try and knock that ball away, forcing the double dribble, but he got no sympathy from the referees.
15-14, less than a half, and once again, Dixie with some opportunities handed to them by Salt Lake, but not being able to convert. At the baseline, it goes to Harden. Jump shot up, no good, but there is a foul from behind on McDaniel, and Harden will shoot free throws. Do you have a feeling it's one of those nights with a foul?
We're in trouble already. We've only played 5 minutes of basketball. I hope it gets better for us.
9-3. It's Dixie out in front. Dixie not really scoring all that much here in the early going, but Salt Lake Community College held to just 3 points. Shooting free throws, George Harden. Harden, the leading returning scorer, number two scorer last year on the team. Harden was the first free throw. That ends a scoring drought as Dixie ran off 6 unanswered corrections. Ran off 5 unanswered points. Harden trying to get the second of the two-shot foul. Shot no good. Rebound brought down by Darryl White. So Harden gets 1 out of 2. It's 9-4. Pass into forecourt to McDaniel. Knocked away. McDaniel gets it to Russell along the baseline. Jump shot. Kenny Last. Good. 10 feet out to the left. And Kenny Last, in relief of Andrus, makes it 11-4. Pass into forecourt to Lenore against McDaniel. Lenore being bothered by McDaniel to Matt Barnes. Back out in front it goes to Mark Lenore. Lenore got it cranked up yesterday and shot very well. Jump shot over McDaniel. Shot no good off to the left. Rebound Love. Follows it up and in. Foul on Love. Love got the basket. Last did not back away far enough, Mike, to get his position, and that's why Love got the rebound.
Yeah, Love did an excellent job that time, just kept it up there, and that's what you're going to get a lot of points on the offensive rebounds. Lenore's shot was not good. Love got the good position, went up strong, and also drew the foul.
11-6, Dixie with the lead, and Love with the chance to cut that margin. Shot up and good, and Melvin Love, 3 points on the night. 14:35 left in the game. Dixie has 5 team fouls, and Salt Lake Community College will put on that zone pressure. Barnes quickly to Ken Ladd. At the angle, Darwin Russell, three-pointer up, no good. Rebound gathered in by Love, missed by Love. Out of bounds to Salt Lake. Love had the position, but lost the rebound. Salt Lake has a tendency to be flashy, sometimes to excess.
Yeah, that can hurt you. You know, if you don't just play the good basics all the time, sometimes the flashiness will cause a turnover, which may or may not cause some loss in ball games.
Orby McDaniel, jump shot from the angle, no good. McDaniel follows it along the baseline, steps on the end line, and Dixie once again turns the ball over. A real struggle for the Rebels tonight offensively.
They really are. They've shot good. They started out so well, and now they're falling off a little bit. But they had 5 turnovers to Salt Lake City's 4, and at one time it was 3-1.
Darren Jones, Mark Miller into the lineup to try to put a little spark in as the changing of the guards takes place. Corby McDunkle. I'm still thinking about that one at the angle. Mark Lenore looks for help. Lenore. Double team foul will go to Darren Jones, and that's number 1 on Jones, number 6 team foul on Dixie. And Dixie stacking up a lot of fouls early. 14-11 left in the first half. 11-7. Dixie with a lead, but it's slowly shrinking as Dixie's not been able to take advantage of Salt Lake's mistakes. Lenora against McDaniel. Bounce pass at the angle. Matt Barnes, and there's a foul underneath. Who gets the foul? Last or Love or Miller? Ken Wagner complaining to Lorenzo Cotton. Foul is on Mark Miller, and that's number 7 team foul. Salt Lake only has 2. Mark Miller and Ken Wagner both lobbying with official Lorenzo Cotton and not getting very far, Mike.
I think he said I only hit him a little bit, Coach. No, actually, they're arguing as to how he can get through that screen without, getting through there somehow. The referee indicated he used too much force to try and get around it, and that's why he called the foul.
Sommer, who was 13 for 15 yesterday, hits the first of the 1-1. Salt Lake Community College, 8 points, half of them from the free throw line. Dixie, all of their points from the field. 11-8, 11-9, and Jerry Sommer can shoot. Full court pressure by Salt Lake Community College. Darren Jones in backcourt, so is Corby McDaniel. Against that zone press, pass to the baseline to Mark Miller. Miller back to Darren Jones. Dixie handles it. Jones will step up, take the three-pointer, miss it. Wide to the left, wildly to the left. To Matt Barnes, streaking into forecourt. Salt Lake with a chance to take the lead. The three-point shot by Matt Barnes, blocked by McDaniel. To Jones. Lead pass back to McDaniel, who wants to slam it. Foul on Lenore. And will it be an intentional? McDaniel went hard. Lenore gets the foul. Kent Wagner wants the intentional. It'll be a two-shot foul anyway. And Dixie will not get the basketball out of bounds.
No, of course, they were going for that. They wanted the shots and the ball after that. The referee's indicating that he did go for the ball, and that's a real judgment call by a referee. Did he actually go for the ball, or was this having to be in the right spot at the right time? That time he ruled that there was a ball involved.
McDaniel at the free throw line. The first free throws of the night for Dixie. McDaniel, first shot good. First point of the night for Corby McDaniel. Into the lineup comes Mark Day for Salt Lake Community College. Day in. And let's see who sits down. It'll be Love. 6'8", replacing 6'10". 12-9, Dixie with the lead. Try to make it a four-point lead again. Shot by McDaniel, good. Corby McDaniel, first 2 points of the night. Token press by Dixie as Pat Barnes brings it into forecourt. Down the sideline to Sommer. To Mark Lenore, working on McDaniel. Left angle, it goes to Matt Barnes. Back to Lenore, to the baseline. There is, away from the action, a foul. Moving screen, I believe, on Mark Day. And now Salt Lake starting to be picked up with a couple. Mark Day with his first personal, fourth team foul, Mike.
Five turnovers against both these teams. And, yeah, the fouls are starting to even out. So I think that neither one's going to have the advantage via the foul situation. I got to play this one hard up.
I have that as five team fouls, but the scorer only has it as four. Darren Jones, double team trap. Out in front it goes to Mark Miller, to Darryl White. White makes a move, free throw line, steps in, shot up. Will it be? No. Rebound brought down by Day. One shot and that's it. Salt Lake Community College trying to push it into forecourt. Mark Lenore working on Corby McDaniel. Dixie, tight man-to-man defense. Lenore at the left angle, it goes to Sommer against Jones. Sommer looks for help, trying to find somebody. Sommer loses the dribble now to Mark Lenore. 27 seconds left on the shot clock. Lenore working on McDaniel. 12:51 left in the first half of play. Low scoring first half underneath to Harden, and Harden pushed off to get the basketball. George Harden with his first personal foul, and it looks like Salt Lake is starting to tire a little bit, Mike.
Either they're tired that time or they're getting a little bit desperate. I think probably tiring. That time they're pushing off. They're trying to get rid of the defensive men to get the ball inside. And I think Corbin McDaniel is doing just an excellent job on the defensive end as he is against a very tough Lenore, who is right now is only 1-for-4 from the field.
I think I had the wrong foul, Bob Barnes. I marked it for Matt, and it was Bob Barnes with the personal foul. So that's where our extra foul is. Darryl White at the angle against his own defense by Salt Lake Community College to Corby McDaniel, back to Mark Miller. To Darren Jones, right side to Darryl White. Wants to get it to Ken Last at the baseline, working on Lenore, back out in front to Darren Jones, back to White. Darryl needs to have a good offensive night to Mark Miller. Left side to Corby McDaniel. Makes the move along the baseline underneath to White. Jump ball called between Sommer and White. It should be out of bounds to Dixie. So Dixie still about running the offense well.
They still struggle against that zone defense. When Salt Lake draw back into it, they move the ball around the perimeter, but unable to get inside. That time they finally force it inside, and Salt Lake tied them up.
Darren Jones, who inbounds, looks for help into the corner. Pass knocked away. Looking for our first Dixie dunk of the night, too. Be listening to XV Kelly Show Monday and identify that first Dixie dunk, and you could win a Rebel Rouser T-shirt. Darryl White underneath to Lash. Puts it up with the left hand. Going for the slam on the rebound. Corby McDaniel misses. Fast break, 3-on-2. Pass stolen by Darren Jones. To Miller. Lead pass to McDaniel. Back to White. Back to McDaniel. To Miller for two. A wild, wild exchange. And Miller has the basket. Lenore into forecourt. Driving right to the basket. Lays it up and in. They call a foul on Dixie. And Lenore has the basket. So a wild, wild exchange. 15-9. Correction, make it 15-11. And the foul will go to whom? Let's check and see who gets it. It may be on McDaniel. Into the lineup is Jerm Williams. Nope. They say on 55. Is it on 50? Ken Last. Now they change it to Ken Lass with his second personal foul. Into the lineup for the first time, Brett Johnson, who started yesterday for Salt Lake Community College but struggled. Lenore, 5 points in the ball game, looking for his sixth. Dale DeCourcy ready to come into the lineup. Shot good by Lenore, and Lenore, good pressure ball player. DeCourcy ready to come into the lineup. DeCourcy will be in, replacing Ken Lass, and so Dixie will go with a little smaller lineup. As Ken Lass sits down, Dale DeCourcy, who had 5 points last night, has had 2 16-point games in his recent outing. Good size crowd tonight. Bigger crowd than I think we've seen all year. Darren Jones at the angle against that 2-3 zone. Dixie with a narrow 3-point lead. Miller to Jones into the corner. Goes to Darrell White. Back up in front. It goes to Darren Jones. To White to DeCourcy. Back to Darren Jones. Set shot from three. Good. Darren Jones tried all last night to get his 3-pointer. Finally has it tonight.
And looked good that time. He shot two. He's 1 for 2 from that range, but he shot that one very confidently and right at the bottom of the bucket.
Lenore against Jerm Williams, and Williams doing the defensive job into the corner to Summer. Dishes off underneath. Reach-in foul on Darren Jones. And Dixie picking up some silly fouls. Mike, that's number two on Jones. Will it be a 1-on-1 or a two-shot foul? They say two.
Dave was going up for the shot. Coach Wagner was quickly up off the bench to say the same thing to Jones. Don't reach in. You'll pressure, play tight, but go straight up. Don't allow them to get the easy shot or the easy foul. That time they picked it up.
Bob Barnes into the lineup, replacing Darren Jones. At the free throw line, Jerry Sommer, who was deadly yesterday, finally waited till late in the second half to miss a free throw. It's 2 for 2 tonight, make it 3 for 3. Sommer, a career-high 30 points last night. And he was the man, as much as Lenore, who helped do in North Idaho. Summer, second shot up and good. And Summer makes it 4 for 4 from the free throw line. Back to a 4-point lead, 18 to 14. Dixie out in front. Against that zone, Darrell White in the corner has a notion to Bob Barnes, to Dale DeCourcy. Back to Mark Miller, trying to find some penetration. Miller bumped in the eye by Lenore. And Miller is got bumped in the eye by Lenore, and they did not call a foul again. Miller, as Lenore is getting a little wild, I guess, and according to the Dixie coaching staff.
Yeah, they'd like to send something called. They were yelling, that's twice he's done something like that. But he was just reaching in for the ball, happened to hit him in the eye, but no foul called.
Bob Barnes in three-point territory. Back to Miller to Jerm Williams. Salt Lake being active on that zone. Cross-court pass. Bob Barnes underneath to DeCourcy along the baseline. Dribbles it out of bounds. Dixie making too many mistakes now. And Ken Wagner screaming at Dale DeCourcy, don't dribble, just catch it and turn on him. Mark Lenore against Jerm Williams, 18 to 14. Dixie with a 4-point lead. Lenore will shake it from three and miss it. Long rebound to Lenore at the free throw line. Dishes off to Johnson. Foul will go on Lenore after the shot. And Lenore picks up his second personal foul. And Dave Osborne is up and upset. Andy Rios saw the push after.
I think it was a good call. He went up in the air. The defense was kind of standing inside, looking, turning around. And he was pushed from behind. So it was a good call by the referee.
Sixth team foul on Salt Lake, the last one they can give. 10:49 left in the first half, 18 to 14. Dixie with a 4-point lead and with the basketball. Steve Donaldson into the lineup for the first time for Salt Lake Community College. The pass almost stolen by Matt Barnes. Barnes, a hard-nosed ball player. Both of them, Matt and Bob. The type of kids you'd like to have on your team. Bob is appreciated by Coach Ken Wagner, and Dave Osborne appreciates Matt for Salt Lake. Darrell White back out in front to Bob Barnes. Back to Darrell White. Wants to make the move. White double team. Ball stolen by Matt Barnes, who had some steals last night. Matt Barnes against Bob Barnes. Bob bothers him. Matt loses the ball out of bounds. And Dave Osborne wanted the foul on Bob Barnes.
Well, now the coaches are starting to get up and get on the referees, as both of them, of course, seeing things go the different way when it's against their team. But I think a good call. Bob Barnes just putting pressure on, and the other Barnes lost control, and it rolled off his foot and out of bounds.
This officiating pair will let things go a little bit more as far as contact than the other officiating pair from Arizona. Jerm Williams, free throw line, jumper good, and Jerm radars that one home. 20 to 14, 6-point lead. Travel call by Donaldson as Dixie forces a turnover. Donaldson on the pass as Bob Barnes made just enough of a hesitation to force the turnover. Salt Lake is not pressing. DeCourcy and Barnes in backcourt. Dixie by 6 points. 10:09 left in the first half. Barnes looks for help. At the angle, it goes to Darrell White. Wants the shot. Instead to Bob Barnes. Right side, it goes to Mark Miller, who shot the ball very well last night. To Bob Barnes, steps up to DeCourcy. Out in front, Mark Miller doesn't take the shot. Down the lane to the baseline, it goes to Darrell White. Goes for the shot. Foul will go to Mark Day. Tough call.
That was a tough call. He was in good position that time. Went up strong, got a hand on the top of the ball. Apparently the referee, who was standing right underneath, ruled he got him on the arm as well.
Second personal on Dave Darryl White to go to the free throw line. Dixie led 4-0, and Salt Lake has never led in this game, but they have never let Dixie get away.
No, they've hung tough, and that's an excellent thing for them to do because they're not playing all that well, but they're still with nearly 10 minutes to go in the first half. They're only down 6 points.
Lenore, who had been out of the ball game, comes back in, was out briefly to get some instructions from Dave Osborne. 20-14, 9:53 left in the first half of play, and Darryl White looking for point number three on the night. Shot is good. Darryl White had only 16 points last night. Been playing tough defensively and on the rebound. Darryl White, second shot up and good, and Darryl White makes 64-4 from the free throw line. 22-14, Dixie by 8 points. Lenore into forecourt against Jerm Williams. Lenore being dogged by Williams along the baseline. Bounce pass stolen by Darryl White. Dixie flying on the fast break. White on the wing to Miller. Leans in against Donaldson. Misses the shot. Rebound brought down off the hands of DeCourcy. Out of bounds to Salt Lake. This year, Mike, I think I've seen more fast breaks blown by Dixie than any previous year.
That was a real bad mistake. Marshall, I think, pulled up too short, then tried to force up. He was underneath the basket and hit the bottom of the rim.
At the angle, the pass goes to Gissman, who's into the lineup. Left alone, shoots over to Corsi and hits it. Mark Gissman into the lineup. Makes it 22-16. So Dixie, instead of a 10-point lead, only has a 6-point lead. Miller in the corner, back out in front, Bob Barnes. To DeCourcy, left angle, it goes to Darryl White. 2-point attempt, no good. White with a long rebound, goes after the basketball, has it knocked away, and Salt Lake has the ball. Gissman to Lenore, into forecourt to Brett Johnson, and Salt Lake playing much harder tonight than they did against North Idaho. Lenore against Jerm Williams, looking for help, trying to find somebody, gets it to Johnson, give and go to Lenore, to the basket for two, and Salt Lake brings it back within 4 points, four unanswered points by Salt Lake Community College. Barnes into forecourt, Darryl White is struggling offensively, cross-court it goes to Miller. Miller out in front to Bob Barnes. Dixie looking for the firepower tonight. It isn't there. Darryl White along the baseline. Back to Miller. 3-point attempt. Out. No good. Dixie not getting the shots. One shot and that's it for Dixie on the boards that time. Lenore in the forecourt. Working hard. Pass into the corner to Donaldson along the baseline. Dishes off to Johnson who lays it up and in. 6 unanswered points by Salt Lake. And it's a 2-point lead. 22-20. Bob Barnes into forecourt to Mark Miller. Dixie not getting the shots to fall. Cross-court pass almost stolen by Lenore. Back to Barnes. Barnes into the corner to Miller. Cross-court pass to Corsi. Free throw line. Dishes off to White. Baseline jumper. Good. Darryl White brings a semblance of order to the offense and gets the basket. 24-20. Dixie out in front by four. Steve Donaldson into forecourt against Miller. Donaldson to the baseline to Gissman. Picked up by Barnes. At the angle it goes to Johnson. Travel by Johnson. As Johnson head fakes, Dixie challenges every move defensively, Mike.
That's what you've got to do. You've got to not only deny the man, or you've got to deny the passing lanes. And that time they closed off the passing lanes. He could see he could not pass it off, tried to force it in and took the extra step.
Summer back into the lineup. Dixie with Darwin Russell and Steve Andrus back into the lineup, along with Corby McDaniel. Barnes into forecourt. It comes to Darwin Russell against that zone. Back to Bob Barnes. That's an ocean from three instead of Corby McDaniel. Back to Bob Barnes against Lenore. Barnes looks for help. Right side it goes to Jerm Williams. Bounce pass into the corner to Russell. Russell, nobody for Dixie has really shot the ball all that well. Lob underneath to Andrus. Loses the ball. Gets it back underneath to McDaniel. Muscle shot. No good. Rebound. Battles for and Melvin Love comes up with it. And Dixie misses the layup again. Jerry Summer into forecourt. Down the lane. Ball knocked away to the baseline. It goes. Slammed home by Harden. And there's a foul. And Dixie missing their opportunities. The foul is on Bob Barnes and a chance for the three-point play. Mike.
That time is a case of the fumbles. As that pass, they tried to get it over top and into the hands of Andrus. And Andrus really should have had it. I think he thought about turning before he thought about shooting and lost the ball. It was picked up by McDaniel to try to force it up. And then on the other end, they got the slam dunk and the foul. So a big turn of events.
George Harden trying to complete the three-point play. Misses the shot. Rebound brought down by Corby McDaniel. 2-point lead, 24-22. Dixie with the lead. Darwin Russell back to Bob Barnes against that zone. Salt Lake. Barnes will take the three-pointer. Missed the shot. Rebound taken down by Love. And so Salt Lake with that zone defense cleaning the boards on Dixie. Lenore into the corner. It goes to Summer. Travel call. Summer started to make the move and turns the ball over. Timeout called by Salt Lake with 6:59 left in the half. 24-22. Dixie back in 60 seconds.
Tractors Sun Country Chrysler wants you to be a winner in the new America's Winners program. You can get up to $1,500 consumer cash allowance on selected models. And Dodge is offering 7.8% financing on the new 1988 full-size Dodge pickups. Four-wheel drives are included. So stop in Painter's Sun Country and take a demo ride in a D50 pickup and get a free Super Shoot t-shirt. Painter's Sun Country Chrysler, 1600 Hilton Drive at the Southgate Business Park.
All the way, Rebels. The winners. You can be a winner, too, when you catch the specials at the Minute Markets. This month, you can get 32-ounce drinks for 39 cents, 16-ounce coffee for 39 cents, Big Stick Popsicles for only 25 cents, and any six-pack of canned pop for $1.99. Stock up for the game, for work, or for home. Stop in at any of the seven convenient locations in St. George, Washington, Hurricane, Cedar City, or Mesquite. At the Minute Market, it only takes a minute.
Dixie College Basketball on 890 KDXU, St. George.
6:59 left in the ballgame. Dixie will have the basketball out of bounds, 24-22. Dixie with a narrow two-point lead, but they just could not seem to shake Salt Lake Community College. The offense is not there for Dixie. They really didn't have that good an offensive night last night against Ricks College. Miller gets it to Russell. Russell looks for help. Back to Miller, back to Russell. Against that 2-3 zone, Russell trying to get some penetration. In the lane, Russell dishes off to Andrus, knocked away by Gissman, out of bounds to Dixie. And Dixie's offense really is not working.
No, they're still struggling, having trouble with that zone. That time again, they tried to force it inside, and it was tipped out of bounds.
Miller inbounds to Jerm Williams. They want to get it to Steve Andrus because the big men for Salt Lake can be worked on by Andrus. McDaniel dishes off, deflected by Gissman. And Gissman, the man, he knocks it out of bounds. Out of bounds to Dixie again. 23 seconds left on the shot clock. Miller to inbounds, looking for help. Does so. Inbounds to Andrus. Andrus head fakes, puts it up, banks it home. And Steve Andrus with his second basket of the night. 26-22. Summer in backcourt. Being bothered by Miller just a little bit. Miller, reach-in foul, will get his second personal foul. And Summer will shoot 1-1. Lorenzo Cotton rightly called that one, Mike.
Yeah, that time I think that it looks like Miller thought he was going to get around him and kind of reached out and just put his hands and kind of pushed him back. It was an easy foul to see, easy one to call for the referee.
After the emotional high last night going against Rick, Dixie seems down tonight.
Just a little bit flat. Yeah, they're not playing as well, but Dixie always seems to struggle a little bit in the early goings, and they get things moving along, and sometimes they have another cold spell. Hopefully that won't happen again tonight.
Summer, five straight free throws as he hits the first of the 1-1. Summer, 5-for-5 from the free throw line, and you just don't let him get away because he will shoot, and he makes it 6-for-6. Back to a two-point lead, 26-24. Dixie cannot shake Salt Lake Community College. Miller into forecourt against Summer. Looks for help. Cross-court pass to Darryl White. Dangerous against Lenore to Miller into the corner. Russell, three-point attempt, in and out, followed by Darryl White underneath. Head fakes, tries to go up, hooks the pass out in front to Miller. Wise choice. Steve Andrus wants to make the move in the lane. Jump shot over Love. No good. Rebound brought down by Salt Lake, but stolen by Darryl White. Back out in front to Mark Miller. Miller cross court. It goes to Darwin Russell. Russell travels with the basketball as he goes for the slam. And once again, the travel call as Dixie turns it over and Salt Lake threatening to take the lead.
And Salt Lake right now, Larry, playing a little bit better style of basketball. They're getting the shots they want while Dixie's being forced to go outside. That's how they did go inside, but he had the travel to do it.
The intensity is not there tonight for Dixie, and it's got to be night after night. Inbounds comes to Mark Lenore. Dixie, not really able to rest their ball players well last night. It may have been a disadvantage. Bounce pass. Out in front goes to Summer against Mark Miller. Summer wants to make the move. Double team. Ball knocked away. They'll call a reach-in foul on Miller, and that will be number three on Mark Miller. Miller with his third personal foul, and Summer to the free throw line again, and Dixie's handing it to him.
They really are. They're doubling up. They're actually offering some good help. That time Darwin Russell jumped out to double up on Summers out front, and they did actually get a hand on the ball, but Summers did the wise thing, just trying to keep the ball alive, and that time Mark reached in and got him on the arm.
Summer from the free throw line to try to pick up two more. Salt Lake Community College, Summer is 6-for-6. First of the 1-1. Good. 7-for-7. 1-point lead, 26-25, and Salt Lake has not been tied with Dixie since it was 0-0. Can Summer do it? Jerry Summer, the southpaw from Cypress High School. The shot up, and it's a tie ball game at 26. As Dixie has blown their chances to break this game open. Darren Jones into forecourt against Summer. Jones looks for help. Gets it to Daryl White. In the lane, free throw line, jump shot. Soft and good. And Daryl White gets the basket. 8 points, Daryl White. 2 point lead, 28-26. Summer into forecourt against Dixie. Summer trying to get it to Lenore. Lenore is being guarded by Corby McDaniel. McDaniel with a T-shirt on under his jersey has rolled up the sleeves just slightly. A little bit of the 50s look. Shot up by Lenore, and he finally missed one. Rebound brought down by Russell. Gets it back to McDaniel, to Darren Jones. Jones, head fakes, wants to go right to the basket, lays it up and in. Jones serves that one off the backboard and home. 30-26, four unanswered points by Dixie. The trap on Summer. Summer now backs away from Darren Jones. Left angle, it goes to Lenore. Lenore looks for help. Wants the shot if he can get it. Bounce pass underneath to Love along the baseline. Leans in, shot short. Love gets the rebound and puts it in. And Melvin Love, working hard, gets the basket. Back to a two-point lead, 30-28. Jones into forecourt. Bounce pass to McDaniel against Isman. Back out in front. Jones, three-point attempt. Good, Darren Jones. And Darren, who did this against North Idaho, now makes it a five-point lead, 33-28. 4:21 left in the first half of play. Lenore against McDaniel. Bounce pass into the corner to Gaisman. Back out in front. Lenore, three-point attempt. Good. Mark Lenore answers in kind. 33-31. Back to a two-point lead. Dixie Jones to the baseline. It goes to McDaniel. Looks for help. McDaniel, baseline. On the drive. Has the ball taken away by Gaisman. Travel call on Gaisman. Out of bounds to Dixie. Gaisman got the basketball. And Ken Wagner, coat on but shirt tail out. He's a little concerned about the offense.
He's trying hard to get the right group of guys in that can do the thing on offense. And Dixie has really gone cold here offensively, and that's what they did a couple of games.
Alley-oop intended for McDaniel. Misses the slam dunk. Puts it up. Will it go? Yes, and there's a foul. Will the basket count? McDaniel follows. It is good. The foul is on Mark Day, and that does a couple of things. It puts Day in foul trouble, and McDaniel gets his first basket of the night. Went for the slam dunk, and we're still looking for our first Dixie dunk of the night.
Still waiting to see it come in, but that was excellent recovery, I think, by McDaniel as he went in for the slam, went up very high, and got it again. So he's playing good inside, as you mentioned, his first basket.
Harden into the lineup, replacing Day. Dave Lloyd into the lineup for the first time, replacing Steve Andrus, and we've seen everybody for Dixie, and that's not typical. That's not untypical, I should say. That is typical. Dixie will go as deep as they are on the bench in the first half. McDaniel trying to complete the three-point play. Does so. 3 for 3 on the night. Dixie 5 for 5 from the free throw line. And Dixie out in front by 5 again. 36-31. Full court pressure. Lenore in backcourt against McDaniel. Lenore being chased by McDaniel. Pulls up short. Reach in foul on Darren Jones. And now big trouble. Jones with three personal fouls. Miller with three personal fouls, and Dixie in big trouble.
They are. They're getting the guards in trouble right now. And once again, it was a really silly foul. Jones is kind of running by, reached out and took a swat at the ball, missed the ball, but got Lenore on the arm.
Bob Barnes into the lineup. We may see Jerm Williams more at a guard position tonight. Barnes in replacing Darren Jones. 36-35, five-point lead. Ken Wagner lobbying to, hey, call it at the other end, and Lorenzo Cotton talking back to him. Lenore shooting 1-1. First shot good. Lenore now 3 for 3 from the free throw line. Lenore last night went 5 for 7 from the free throw line. 36-32. Lenore with a total of 12 points on the night. 36-32. Trying to cut it back to a three-point margin. Does so. 36-33. Lenore 4 for 4 from the free throw line. 3:48 left in the first half. Into the corner, Darwin Russell underneath McDaniel. Head fakes, cross court, it goes to White. Bank shot, no good, too hard. White misses badly. Rebound brought down by Mark Day. One shot and that's it by Dixie. Here comes Salt Lake Community College. 3:34 left in the first half. Lenore clears out one-on-one, shoots over McDaniel. Shot up, soft, not enough. Rebound, knocked away, saved by Lenore. Out of bounds to Dixie. No, could not get to it. As Lenore hustling all over the floor. And the Vincennes College transfer. Actually, I believe Vincennes is known as Vincennes University, official title. But it's a junior college, two-year school. At the angle, Daryl White. Back out in front to Darwin Russell. Dixie not really getting the outside shot to go for them. To Daryl White. Back out in front to Russell. To Bob Barnes. Barnes makes the move. Looks for help. Almost got the travel. Double team foul will go on Matt Barnes. Bob Barnes will shoot. Matt Barnes picks up his first. Number one on Matt Barnes. And Bob Barnes to the free throw line. Bob is looking for his first points on the night. Last night, Bob Barnes came up with 8, I believe. Yep. correction, 9 points last night. Barnes has been close to double figures, averaging just about eight on the year. Barnes' first shot, short. Shot up by White on the follow, good. So Barnes misses the free throw, but Darryl White gets the basket. 10 points to Darryl White, 38-33. Lenore in the lane, dishes off, baseline jumper. Brett Johnson's off, not enough. Rebound, battles for, off the hands of Salt and Dixie, out of bounds. Lorenzo Cotton. Underneath, Andy Rios. Said it looked like it from me that it was out of bounds to Dixie, but Lorenzo Cotton said it touched a Dixie uniform. Harden makes the move and travels. Turnover by Salt Lake. So Dixie forces the turnover. 38-33. 3 minutes left in the first half, and Dixie with the basketball. Barnes to push it into forecourt. Barnes against Barnes. Bob against Matt. Bounce pass goes to Darwin Russell. Bounce pass underneath to Dave Lloyd. Double team turns on Day. His shot no good. Lloyd follows, puts it up, no good. Rebound tapped out in front. Russell down the lane, travels, and Dixie blows another chance, Mike.
A good opportunity. See, to have the lane that time to drive, but for some reason, Dixie will take that little step back and then the step forward before they get the ball on the ground, and a big turnover.
Dixie not playing well at all offensively. Definitely not playing well offensively, and they really haven't played well offensively in this tournament, but they have played well defensively against Rick.
And a lot of times defense will win you ball games, and Dixie has done that a lot this year.
Lenore in the forecourt, bounce pass into the corner to Matt Barnes, has an ocean from three, left alone, will take the three-pointer and hit it. Matt Barnes with a three-point shot, 38-36, back to a two-point lead. At the angle it goes to Darryl White, makes the move, leans in with the right hand, banks it home, Darryl White, and may have gotten away with a little push off with the left hand. Back to a four-point lead, 40-36, Lenore gets away from Russell. Lenore, a little cross-court pass to Love, puts it up, foul will go to Dave Lloyd. Lloyd bangs Love pretty well, and Love will shoot free throws, 40-36. A lot of fouls called on Dixie in this first half, Mike.
There certainly is a lot of fouls. And Dixie right now appears to be playing just a little bit out of control. That last time Love was inside, all he could do was foul to stop it, and that's what they did.
Two shots coming up for Love as the pass from Lenore. Lenore set that one up. Love shooting a couple. First shot up and good. Love is now 2-for-2 from the free throw line. Salt Lake, 12, 13, 14, 15-for-17 from the free throw line. Dixie, 5-for-6. Shot up by Love, good, and Salt Lake has honed in from the free throw line. 40-38, back to a two-point margin. Bob Barnes into forecourt, two-man trap on Barnes. Barnes palm pass at the angle to Russell, almost thrown away, looks for help. Trying to find somebody, Russell clears it out in front to Bob Barnes. They want Darryl White, back to Russell, three-point attempt, in and out. Goes in, comes right back out again. Outlet pass comes to Salt Lake. Lenore driving to the basket. Lenore wants the basket, slips and goes down. Travel call. Lenore trying to force it to the basket, slipped and went down. Summer into the lineup, replacing Lenore. Lenore needs a little bit of a breather, and Summer, who has been red hot in this tournament, will do the job defensively. Bob Barnes against Summer, double team on Barnes. Bounce pass goes to Russell. At the angle, Darryl White has the notion. Back out in front to Darwin Russell. They want it underneath to Dave Lloyd if they can get it. Barnes to Russell, left angle, Darryl White will take the two-point shot, no good. Rebound, Lloyd, and a foul. Push off by Brett Johnson. Lloyd will shoot free throws. Johnson had the arm out. Dave Osborne complaining on this one.
They've complained before on that, asking the referees to watch for the forearm push by the offense. And there are times when the offense will get away with that. That time, I think, however, the defense did come over the back and picked up the foul.
Jerem Williams ready to come in again. Dave Lloyd will be shooting free throws. And I believe it'll be 1-1. Darryl White to come out, and White has struggled. Oh, Darryl White has struggled in this tournament offensively, and you say that, and he has 12 points in the first half. Dave Lloyd, first free throw, good. Lloyd will get the second half of the 1-1. Dave Lloyd's parents are down from Salt Lake. They've been coming down regularly to watch him. Into the lineup, Giesman, replacing Brett Johnson, the Ricks College transfer. 41-38. A minute 34 left in the first half of play. Dave Lloyd wants the second of the two shots, as the 1-1 shot, and gets it. First points of this tournament for Dave Lloyd, 42-38. Dixie by four again. Trap on Jerry Summer. Dixie really hasn't put the hard press on Salt Lake. To Summer, out in front it goes to Matt Barnes. He'll shoot from that three-point area. Barnes in the lane, dishes off at the angle to Harden. Harden turnaround jump shot with the right hand short. Rebound brought down by Lloyd. His shot of no good. There's a foul underneath. Who gets it? It's Harden with a push off underneath, and Harden has his second personal foul, and Jerm Williams, I believe, will be the man shooting free throws. And Dave Osborne pleading his case now and not getting very far, about as far as Ken Wagner did.
About as far as any coach has ever argued his case with a referee, I think he'll get. The referee will call it the way he sees it, and that's the way it's going to stand. But I think it makes the coaches feel a little bit better to yell anyway.
Vents the spleen. If you ever need your spleen vented, be a coach. Jerm Williams to shoot 1-1. First one is up, and no good. Jerm Williams, normally a good free throw shooter. Dixie misses the front end of the 1-1. It's still a 4-point lead, Dixie. Matt Barnes looks for help. Barnes clears it out in front to Jerry Sommer. Sommer looks for help, reverses against Bob Barnes. Left angle, it goes to Gaisman, into the corner to Matt Barnes. Picked up by Russell. Pass deflected by Bob Barnes. Almost stolen back to Jerry Sommer. 3-point attempt, no good. Long rebound, McDaniel. Outlet pass to Lloyd on the wing, intended for Bob Barnes, thrown away. Matt Barnes with the basket. Basketball. Got the foul from Jerm Williams, and Dixie once again blows the chance to break it.
And those are really killers. Anytime you have a chance to get an easy couple of points and the pass is a little long or too short or whatever, it's just, I think it's the tenacity. It's just not here tonight for Dixie as it has been, and they are really missing some good opportunities.
George Harden at the free throw line is 1-for-3 from the free throw line, shooting a couple. Has 3 points on the night. Harden really hasn't hurt Dixie that much. The first shot up and good. 42-38. Harden looking for the second shot. Salt Lake Community College being pressured by Dixie. It was a tight first half last time these two faced each other in this gym. Shot up. Harden took it off the backboard, and Lloyd gets the basket. 44-38. Dixie giving some defensive instructions. 29 seconds left in a half. It's 44-38. Dixie by six. Dave Osborne a little upset with the call, but Harden cleaned it off the glass as Lloyd went up. 29 seconds left in the first half. Sommer to bring it into forecourt. They want to go into that four corners offense. Yes, to Matt Barnes. Try to get the last shot. To Gaisman. Back to Matt Barnes. 17 seconds left in the half. Back to Sommer. Sommer against Bob Barnes. Tight defense. Sommer down the lane. Driving layup. Up and good. With 9 seconds left. Sommer right down the middle of the lane. Gets the basket. McDaniel into forecourt. Travels with the basketball. 4 seconds left. And Salt Lake has a chance to bring it back within 2 or 1. Ken Wagner up talking with Lorenzo Cotton. Sommer. Matt Barnes to inbounds. Gets it to Sommer. Sommer right down the lane. Hooks it up with the left hand. Misses. Rebound brought down. And that's the end of the first half. 44-40 as Dixie escapes the first half with a 4-point lead. Let's take a 90-second break and be right back. And we'll play College of Southern Idaho for the region title tomorrow night. Ball knocked away by Corby McDaniel. Mike Hart and Cleo Robinson, the officials from the first game, now have shown up to watch the rest of this ball game. Andy Rios and Lorenzo Cotton have had their hands full on this one. Matt Barnes drives to baseline. Cut off. Dishes out in front. Ball on the floor. Diving for it. Dixie and Salt Lake. Picked up finally by Mark Lenore. Lenore to Jerry Sommer. Sommer against Bob Barnes. Drives down the middle and lays it up and in. And Jerry Sommer with 12 points. Back to a 2-point lead. 44-42. Sommer against Bob Barnes. And Barnes to bring it into forecourt, back into that zone defense. To Darwin Russell, back to Bob Barnes. Left angle, it goes to Darryl White. White looks for help. Back out in front, Bob Barnes. Right corner, it goes to Russell. To the baseline, to McDaniel. Back to Darwin Russell. Has the notion, back to Bob Barnes. To Darryl White. White head fakes. Pass intended underneath for Andrus. Knocked away by Harden. Harden going the length of the floor. Slams it home. Fouled out in front. No, they call it travel. Barnes and Harden, they call the travel on Harden. And Harden traveled to try to get momentum to tie the score. So turnover by Salt Lake. And once again, another turnover, Mike.
Yeah, another starting off early. That was a good call. He took 3 big steps as he picked the ball up, took 1, then 2 more, and slammed it home. And, they'll complain about it, but they won't get any satisfaction.
44-42. Salt Lake has scored the first 2 points. The pass stolen by Matt Barnes. Lazy pass, and Matt Barnes lays it in. Tie ball game. So Salt Lake comes out. Gets the first 2 baskets of the second half. Bob Barnes, lob pass thrown away. Touch last by Matt Barnes. Dixie just not with it offensively, Mike.
And you think they'd be a little bit tighter coming out of the second half, but they are just not getting the passes down. And right now they're very costly. He puts Salt Lake right back in it.
2-3 zone by Salt Lake Community College to McDaniel, to Russell, back to Bob Barnes, back to Darwin Russell. Left angle, Darryl White makes the move, back out in front, Darwin Russell. Three-point attempt up, no good. Dixie misses. Long rebound brought down by Harden. Skies for that rebound, and Salt Lake trying to take command. Salt Lake defeated Dixie by 6 in Salt Lake. Summer against Barnes, down the lane, cut off. Summer can't get the shot away, gets it to Matt Barnes. Bounce pass, kicked by Corby McDaniel. Out of bounds to Salt Lake. Russell and Barnes to switch defensive assignments. So it'll be Barnes against Barnes. Jerry Summer against Darwin Russell. Summer to make the move. Jump shot. Three-point attempt. Good! Jerry Summer. Unbelievable shooting in this tournament. Maybe the most valuable player of this tournament. Suddenly it's 47-44. Timeout, Dixie. Salt Lake leads 18-03, less in the game. Back in 60 seconds.
Could see the loan officer at Sun Capital Bank. They have the expertise to analyze your needs and arrange the type of loan that will best suit your purpose. You'll get competitive interest rates, too. If it's a home loan, auto, business, or personal loan you need, it doesn't matter. Sun Capital Bank has them all. It's full-service banking at its finest at Sun Capital Bank, with locations on South Bluff and on 100 East. Stop into Sun Capital Bank. Sun Capital Bank, the money place.
The view is always better at the top, and so is the food. That's why you'll enjoy Paula's Mexican Restaurant. Located on the ridge, Paula's view is the best. The atmosphere delightful and the food delicious. In her location on the ridge, Paula proudly serves her famous favorites, and she's added some new tasty items to her menu. At Paula's, the food only tastes expensive. So come to the top. Come to Paula's for delightful dining, reasonable prices, and friendly service. Located high on the ridge on North Bluff, across from North Bluff Street Park.
Dixie College Basketball on 890 KDXU St. George.
Pass underneath goes to Steve Andrus. Andrus worked hard, gets the basket, and Andrus is going to have to be active. That was the secret before. Foul is on Melvin Love, and that's number 2 on Love. First team foul this half with 17:54 left in the game. Andrus with a chance to tie the ball game. Salt Lake with their first lead in the game, 47-44, and Andrus wants the tie. 6 points for Andrus on the night, averaging 10. Shot up, no good. Dixie misses the free throw. Rebound brought down by Love, stolen by Dixie. White puts it up, it goes, there's a foul. White steals it, draws the foul, gets the basket. The foul is on Jerry Summer, and Summer gets his second personal foul, and White has a chance to give Dixie a two-point lead.
I've really watched this game tonight, and it's a team that gets a little bit lackadaisical. They get him into trouble very early. That time, kind of an easy pass inside. He didn't turn around. The ball was stripped out of their hands in Salt Lake.
Five-point turnaround. Suddenly, Dixie up by 2. Or four-point turnaround. As it's 49-47. Yes, five-point turnaround. Dixie, man-to-man defense. Summer against Bob Barnes. Bounce pass to the baseline. Matt Barnes, jump shot. Up no good. Rebound, McDaniel. McDaniel dribbles it off the back of the leg of Bob Barnes. Matt Barnes almost steals it. Steve Andrus gets it back to McDaniel. Reach-in foul on Jerry Summer. Summer reach across the arm and picks up personal foul number 3. Big problems for Summer.
That was a big, big foul that time, and Summers was really upset. He thought he had a clean steal that time. And that's just the kind of play that gets you into trouble very quickly. And again, what a turnaround by Dixie. They seem to be playing a little bit more heads up. Salt Lake perhaps a little lackadaisical at this point.
17-28 left in the ballgame. 49-47 Dixie leads as they scored 5 unanswered points, looking for 6. McDaniel short off the front of the rim. And now suddenly Dixie 1-for-3 from the free throw line. Dixie struggling tonight against Salt Lake. They struggled last time against Salt Lake in Salt Lake. Second shot up, short. McDaniel misses 2, but the rebound comes down to Bob Barnes. To Steve Andrus, right down the lane. Ball knocked away. Reach-in foul will be on Love, and that's 3 on Love. Love with 3. As Andrus went right to the basket, and Andrus has to be active.
He's got to be. He is a real big part of this Dixie team right now. He has got to be active inside. He's got to get his hands on the ball. He's got to go immediately to the hole and try and get it in. That time he did exactly that and didn't get the shot, but he drew the foul.
Mark Day into the lineup, Harden to sit down. So it'll be 6'8 and 6'10 up front to try to combat Steve Andrus. So bigger ball club for Salt Lake. Andrus at the free throw line. Shooting 2, first shot good. Andrus now 1-for-2 from the free throw line, a total of 7 points, 50-47. Dixie with 6 unanswered points, looking for 7. 17-23 left in the ballgame. Andrus, second shot up, no good. and Andrus. Now one for three. Dixick needs to put the defensive pressure on. Summer quickly into forecourt. At the angle, it goes to Lenore. Baseline bank shot, no good. Follow, no good. Rebound, battle for, loss off the fingertips of Andrus, out of bounds. And Salt Lake crashing the boards so very hard. And they've just kept the advantage on the board. Summer to inbound. Salt Lake Community College. Rebounding is their strength. It's one of their strengths. Lenore, bounce pass out of front, goes to Summer. Summer against Russell. Summer looks for help. As Russell is on Summer. Jerry Summer backing away from trouble. 16:58 left in the ballgame. Summer gets in front of Russell. Shot blocked by White. Taken by Andrus to White. Underneath, McDaniel misses the slam dunk. Technical on McDaniel. McDaniel missed the slam dunk and grabbed the rim. Technical on Corby McDaniel. Big turnaround, Mike.
And that's just the type of thing they cannot afford at this point. After being 3 points down, they come back to a three-point lead. Corby went up. It appeared he just lost the handle on the ball, but maybe he should have got an easy layup and put it down. He lost the two-pointer and now the technical.
Lenore, who is 4-for-4 from the free throw line, surprising that Summer isn't shooting those. He's 8-for-8. But Lenore to shoot the technical, looking for his first point of the second half. Shot up and good. And that ends a six-point string by Dixie. And Salt Lake has the ball out of bounds at midcourt. Dixie has had their opportunities to break this game and has not been able to. Inbounds almost stolen by McDaniel. Lenore with the basketball. On the wing it goes to Matt Barnes. Back out in front to Lenore. Lenore against McDaniel. McDaniel trying to shut down Lenore. Lenore in the lane. Underneath it goes for a slam to Mark Day. Tie ball game. Mark Day gets the slam dunk. Steve Andrus looks for help. Inbounds to Bob Barnes. Barnes to bring it into forecourt. A little pressure from Salt Lake Community College. 50-50 tie. Darwin Russell underneath to Andrus. Ball knocked away. Back to Matt Barnes. Shovel pass to Jerry Summer. In the lane to Lenore. Lenore is fouled by Russell. Blocking foul. And Russell bumping him. Lenore will not shoot free throws. That will be the second team foul on Dixie. Out of bounds to Salt Lake in forecourt. And Salt Lake is out playing Dixie.
Right now, this is a really quick turnaround. These two teams are just scrapping for all they've got. Suddenly one team will do it and then turn around the other team will do it. Right now it is Salt Lake.
Lenore, baseline jump shot. Good. 52-50 as Lenore gives Salt Lake the lead. Full court pressure by Salt Lake. And Dixie in the throes of a slump. No question about it. Not getting good shots and not hitting them. What shots they do get. Darwin Russell against Matt Barnes. Dishes into the corner to McDaniel. Almost loses it. Jump pass to the baseline to White. Lays it up. Misses the layup. Foul will go to Salt Lake. Dixie missing layup after layup after layup. And the foul is on Melvin Love. Big one. That's number. They have that as number three on Love. I have that as four, but they have that as three. Now Love with three personals. They're missing a foul someplace. Barnes looking for the alley-oop. Instead comes in to Russell to White. White picked up by Day. Makes the move along the baseline. Jump shot from five. No good. White misses it. Rebound Lenore. And once again, Salt Lake with a rebound. Lenore right to the basket. Foul by Barnes out in front. Barnes with his third personal foul. And Dixie a step slow.
Yeah, they're just not getting back on defense. That time Lenore hustling the ball up court, took the rebound and went all the way down. And you could tell almost from half court he was going to go win with it. And Dixie just a step slow. Barnes had to reach in and try and draw the foul.
Jekyll and Hyde team offensively for Dixie. Well, actually, Dixie really didn't have that much of an offense last night, except they got the fast break going. It was the defense that won it for Dixie last night against Ricks. Dixie really didn't shoot that well, but they won it with the defense. Tonight, it's out of bounds to Salt Lake Community College. Two-point lead for the Bruins. Inbounds comes to Matt Barnes. Salt Lake senses they have a chance for the victory. Three-pointer by Summer. Good! Jerry Summer, five-point lead. 55-50, and here comes Salt Lake getting the momentum, getting the lead, and Dixie not being able to work against that zone. Darwin Russell underneath to Jerm Williams. Shot blocked, taken by Summer. Here comes Salt Lake hustling all over the floor. Summer into forecourt, a chance to break a big lead. Summer jump shot, good. Summer, unbelievable shooting. Summer with 10 points this half, 20 on the night, 57-50. Pass into forecourt. It goes to Darryl White. As it is 11 unanswered points by Salt Lake. Aaron Jones back to White in the corner, back to Jones out in front to Mark Miller. Miller underneath to Andrus, ball knocked away. Salt Lake steals it on the turnover. No shot by Dixie. 14:45 left in the game, and Dixie on the verge of folding up. As Salt Lake getting the momentum. Lenore against Williams. Salt Lake, when they have you down, they'll work on it. They get the emotions. Lenore at the angle, it goes to Summer. Summer having a career tournament. Underneath, it goes to Day. Turnaround jump shot, good. And Day has the basket. 9-point lead. Dixie wants the timeout with 14:20 left in the game. 59-50, Salt Lake back in 60 seconds. Salt Lake doing what Dixie did to Ricks last night. Only two field goals in the first 5 minutes, and it's been 3 minutes, 3:06 since the last point, Mike, and that was a free throw.
Now that was unbelievable, and Somers is almost doing it himself. He has put up five shots in the second half, two from 2-point, three from 3-point, and he's hit 4 out of 5 here in the second half of play.
Darren Jones to Mark Miller. Salt Lake on that 2-3 zone, and Dixie has not solved it at all. Mark Miller at the angle. Looks for help. Into the corner, it goes to Darryl White. Back out in front to Miller. Dixie will need some heroic efforts to come back. 9 points down, the biggest margin of the ball game. And Salt Lake did not lead at all until early in the second half. Mark Miller against that zone. No penetration at all. As Salt Lake just clogging the middle. Darren Jones at the angle. Darryl White. White in the lane. Running right-hander. Banks, no good. Rebound. Tapped out in front. Taken by Lenore. Here comes Lenore on the wing. It goes to Summer for two. And Summer with 12 second-half points. 11-point lead. As Dixie has gone stone cold. 15 unanswered points by Salt Lake. You cannot do that against this team. Mark Miller out in front. Darryl White at the angle. Darren Jones to Steve Andrus. Makes the move on Day. Head fakes. Lanes in. Ball knocked away. Stolen by Salt Lake. And once again, Dixie without a shot. 61-50. And Dixie has been totally shut down by the Salt Lake defense. Mark Lenore looking for help. Into the corner. Summer feeling it along the baseline. Layback shot. Good. Summer. Unbelievable. Summer makes it 17 unanswered points. A 13-point lead. Jones to Darryl White. Back to Jones to Steve Andrus in the lane. Hook shot short. One shot and that's it. Lost by Andrus. Out of bounds to Salt Lake. And Salt Lake Community College looking like the team that will be going to the finals, Mike.
Boy, they're looking so strong right now. And I'll tell you, Somers is just unbelievable here in the second half of play. He is simply a man playing with so much. He knows he can do it. And he did it. That last layup shot he did was, I don't know how he got it up, but somehow he squeaked it up in and it rolled up and in.
Dixie digging a big hole right now. Can they get out of this? 12:49 left in the game, 63-50, 17 unanswered points. Summer out, foul will be on Darwin Russell. Going after the steal, that's number three on Russell. Dixie's defense has done anything but shut off Salt Lake tonight.
They're just, it's almost non-existent, especially against the Summers, and Summers is the tallest man on the floor.
Summers out of there, and Donaldson to give him a breather. Donaldson, the oldest man on the floor, 26. Out in front it goes to Lenore. Lenore will shoot the three-pointer in and out. Rebound can't last. Foul on Mark Day. Mark Day with his fourth. Kenny Last finally got some position on rebounding, and Dixie got their first board in a long time.
Dixie has just got to go back to the basics. They have got to play strong basketball. They got to get good position inside, both offense and defense, and they got to work it inside. Their outside shooting is just not there tonight. They've got to look to the inside on the offense.
Brett Johnson into the lineup. Melvin Love back into the lineup. And Salt Lake really not pressing that much. It's been that zone defense. It's been very active in clogging all of the passing lanes. Back to McDaniel. Dixie, no shot. Russell, three-pointer. Good. Top of the key. Darwin Russell brings it back to a 10-point game. 63-53. And Dixie may have to use that press yet. Matt Barnes. Bounce pass goes to Donaldson. Right down the lane. Dishes off Brett Johnson. Bank shot will go. Brett Johnson puts it up and in, and Salt Lake has gone a long time without missing a shot. Back to a 12-point lead. 65-53. Russell. Left angle, it goes to Darryl White. Free throw line, back to Russell. Russell against Donaldson. Right side to McDaniel. McDaniel trying to find somebody to Russell. Three-point attempt, no good. All alone for the rebound, Matt Barnes loses it. 65-53, 12-point lead, Salt Lake. Can Dixie make the miracle run? That's the question. If they do, then they have the challenge of the defending national champ. Out of bounds, Darwin Russell to inbounds, looks for help. Inbounds to Darryl White, under pressure to the baseline, it goes to Russell. Russell, behind the back, bounce pass to White. Baseline jump shot over the basket, misses badly. Rebound brought down by Lenore. One shot and that's it. Williams chasing Lenore into forecourt. 12-point lead at the angle, Matt Barnes. Down the lane, dishes off to Johnson, and the reach-in foul will go to Darwin Russell. And Dixie, big foul trouble, number three on Russell.
They're just really struggling. Everything, when it goes wrong completely. That last three-point shot by Russell is really about the only good thing that's gone right for Dixie in the last 4 or 5 minutes of this second half of action.
Donaldson inbounds Lenore. All alone, baseline jumper short. Lenore gets his own rebound and banks it home. And Dixie, non-existent on the board. Right now, Salt Lake has taken it to Dixie. 14-point lead, widest margin of the game. Darryl White, three-point attempt. Up, no good. Rebound brought down by Lenore. One shot and that's it. And Ken Wagner is suffering. He is angry. Donaldson in the lane. Jump shot. Up, no good. Rebound out in front, taken by Lenore. Salt Lake out hustling Dixie. Just out playing Dixie. Always as Lenore against Jerm Williams. Lenore to the baseline. Jump shot up short. Rebound brought down by Kenny Lass. Finally, to Darwin Russell into forecourt. Russell right down the lane. Lays it off to Jerm Williams. Layup shot, no good. Foul on Brett Johnson. Johnson with his second personal foul, and Salt Lake will not give Dixie anything.
Well, that's what they've got to do right now. They know they've got Dixie against the ropes with about 10 and a half minutes to go in the ball game with a lead of 14 points, and they simply cannot afford to give up. They are just simply playing a good, smart ball game. Don't give up. Press hard and keep Dixie back on their heels.
10:41 left in the game. Jerm Williams, who is 0 for 1. Dixie's been out rebounded 9-4 this first half. Timeout, Salt Lake. 10:41 left in the game. 67-53. Salt Lake back in 60 seconds.
Yes, when I look for the exquisite...
Court pressure, Lenore pass down the sidelines, goes to Donaldson. Donaldson jumps cross-court pass, thrown away, out of bounds to Dixie. And Dixie has got to put the clamps on. Salt Lake Community College lulled asleep in the second half in the first matchup between these two in St. George. Have not been lulled asleep by Dixie since then. Back into that zone. Now the crowd getting back in. 12-point difference. Darwin Russell to Darryl White. White makes the move on Matt Barnes. Jump shot from the angle. Good. Darryl White. Here comes the crowd. Darryl White, 17 points. Full court pressure by Dixie. Matt Barnes in backcourt. Dixie will put the trap on. Pass into forecourt to Melvin Love. Dixie thought the travel was there. Johnson underneath misses the shot. Rebound grabbed on the floor by Lenore. Knocked off the hands. No, Lenore steps along the sideline. Dixie with the basketball. 67-57. Here comes Summer. Here comes George Harden. 67-57. Dixie trails by 10. 10 minutes left in the game. Russell at the angle. McDaniel to Jerm Williams. Williams turns on Love. Underneath, back shot, no good. Rebound, White. 8-point lead. Dixie is coming back. Donaldson in backcourt. Dixie will put the pressure on. Have not used the press. Donaldson. Blocking foul called on Jerm Williams. That's 7 team fouls. Williams with his second. And you get an idea what the fans think of that.
Not very much, I think, was exactly what you could say. And that could have gone either way, perhaps. The referee made the decision very quickly.
They say that's the 15th foul. Summer into the lineup and Donaldson out. And Summer, who has been so red hot, 6 baskets this half. Summer against Darwin Russell. Summer playing with confidence. The young man who is earning himself quite a reputation in this tournament. At the angle to Lenore. Lenore out in front of goes to Matt Barnes. Barnes makes the move. Jump shot. Up too hard. Rebound gathered in eventually by Lenore. 3-point attempt out of the corner. Short. Rebound. Darryl White. White blows out on a fast break on the wing to McDaniel. Cross court to Lass. Misses the layup. Lass all alone for the layup. Missed it. Pass coming into forecourt. Salt Lake, Mark Lenore with the basketball. Dixie trails by 8. Summer takes the three-pointer. Misses. Rebound. Tap no good. There's a foul, and it's on Day, and that's 5. Day finishes with 2 baskets on the night. 1-1 coming up for Dixie. Dave Osborne a little frustrated, but the crowd now has become the sixth man, Mike.
They really have, and that's such a big part of it, is to get that crowd back into it. And now I think the crowd did it themselves. They got up and tried to get Dixie into the game rather than having Dixie do something to get the crowd in. And we'll see if they can really help them with the last 9 minutes of basketball.
We may not see much of this end of the court. The coaching staff has moved this way for some reason on us. Standing up right in front of us. 1-1 coming up for Kenny Lass. He's the first to get the second. Dixie within 8. Lass missed a layup a little while ago. Corby McDaniel. Gives Lass a little encouragement. Kenny Lass, who was 2 for 2 last night, needs the first to get the second. Lass steadies himself. First shot is up and good. 7-point lead by Salt Lake, 67-60. Dixie, 9 minutes left in the game. Can they rally the troops? And the crowd right now starting to rally. The student section up. Question from the scorer's table. Andy Rios. Apparently there is a question from the scorer's table. It's 67-60. Salt Lake with the lead as they had 17 unanswered points. As Dixie, Ken Lass, trying to get the second half. Shot no good. Rebound tapped around. Finally brought down by Mark Lenore. So Dixie, 1 for 2 from the free throw line. Full court pressure. Summer in backcourt. Cross court pass comes to Johnson, to Matt Barnes. Barnes back out in front of comes to Lenore. Salt Lake may nurse this a little bit. 67-60. Summer wants to go one-on-one with Darwin Russell. He is quick. Summer in the corner. It goes to Matt Barnes against McDaniel. Trying to actually find the matchup with Lenore. Matt Barnes out in front of goes to Lenore. Lenore with Sherm Williams. 17 seconds left on the shot clock. Lenore wants the shot, can't get it. Out in front of goes to Matt Barnes. 11 seconds left on the shot clock. To Summer out near the 10-second line. Summer against Russell. At the angle, it goes to Lenore. Travel on Lenore. Dixie playing good defense. Corby McDaniel doing the cheerleading.
That's what they want. The sixth man is now standing and applauding, and Dixie is really needs something. They have played much better ball since the crowd got into it.
Darwin Russell against Summer. Bounce pass goes to Darryl White. Back to Russell. Dixie has to get them back. 1, 2, 3 points at a time. White, bank shot, good. 15-footer, and suddenly Darryl White is alive. 5-point lead, 67-62. Into forecourt, Summer against Russell. Dixie taking a swipe at the basketball. Summer, one man-to-man defense. Summer directing traffic into the corner, Matt Barnes. Barnes against McDaniel, out in front to Johnson. Johnson to Summer. At the angle, it goes to Mark Lenore. Lenore will take the jump shot and miss it. Rebound, Dixie battles. Salt Lake gets it back, and Lenore lays it in. Dixie battling each other for the rebound, and Lenore makes it a 7-point lead again, 69-62. 7:30 left in the ball game. Back to that zone defense. Russell to Darryl White. Back to Darwin Russell. Into the corner, Corby McDaniel. Jump shot up short. Rebound, McDaniel. Back to the basket. Short. Rebound. Cleaned away by George Harden. And once again, one man against four, and Salt Lake gets the rebound. 69-62. Summer against Russell. At the wing, it goes to Barnes. Salt Lake trying to silence the crowd. Back to Summer. Underneath it goes to Lenore against Jerm Williams. Can't get the shot away. Lob out in front goes to Matt Barnes. Back to Lenore. Trying to find Harden underneath. Lenore goes to the baseline. Bounce pass goes to Johnson. Back to Barnes. 3-point attempt. Up soft. Not enough. Tap by Lenore. No good. Rebound Dixie. Jerm Williams. 6:42 left in the ballgame. McDaniel with the basketball. Loses the basketball. Finally picked up by Salt Lake to Matt Barnes. Barnes looks for help. McDaniel just plain dropped the basketball and couldn't go back and pick it up. To Summer, and Salt Lake jumped right on it. So Dixie with a critical turnover. Summer in the lane, tripped by Russell. Fourth personal on Russell. Summer will shoot free throws.
And Summer really, even though he has not done a lot of scoring this last 2 or 3 minutes of the ballgame, he still is the catalyst that keeps Salt Lake going. That time he's penetrating. He's getting inside almost every time. I notice the Dixie coaching staff is trying to force Russell to keep him moving to his right. Him being Somers, apparently does not score as well going to his right.
I was thinking it was a one-on-one. No, it's a six-team foul. It's common foul out of bounds to Salt Lake. Out of bounds under Salt Lake's own basket. Mark Miller in. And Russell out. Alley-oop. Inbounds comes to Lenore. Lenore slips, doesn't lose the ball to Summer. In the lane, hook shot up with the left hand up. No good. Rebound brought down by Kenny Lass. Reach-in foul on Harden. Harden with his third. 6-10 left in the ball game. Dixie needs all of the free throws they can get.
And they've got to make them. This is critical time right now. Even though there's 6 minutes remaining in the ball game, Dixie can ill afford to give up any points, and especially as they walk to the free throw line.
8 of 10 in the first half. Dixie is now 5 of 10 in the second half. Salt Lake, who shot so very well, 16 of 19 in the first half, is just 1 of 1 in the second half. And that was the technical foul on Lenore. One of the turning points, the missed slam dunk by Corby McDaniel. Last to shoot 1-1 is 1-for-2 on the night. Needs the first to get the second to cut that margin. Last first free throw up. No good. Long rebound brought down by Salt Lake. Harden to Lenore. And Dixie misses the chance again, and the crowd is silent. Summer looks for help. Salt Lake Community College at the right side. It goes to Matt Barnes. They have become much more of a team without Michael Ballock. Steve Andrus ready to come back into the lineup. Barnes looks for help. Out in front of comes to Summer, looking for the five-second count and not getting it. Summer against Mark Miller. Summer bounce pass to the baseline to Matt Barnes. Throws it out in front to Lenore. 16 seconds left on the shot clock. Dixie has to play strong defense every time Salt Lake has the ball. Lenore head fake. Back to Matt Barnes. 8 seconds left on the shot clock. Lenore. Lenore will take the three-pointer. Miss everything. Rebound brought down by Daryl White. White into forecourt. Looks for help. Gets it to Corby McDaniel. Cross court to Mark Miller. Sherm Williams is under the basket. White makes the move. In the lane, jump shot. White banks, no good. Rebound, Kenny Last. Corby McDaniel with the basketball. Foul on Harden. Last will shoot again. And Kenny Last has to hit free throws.
Kenny Last is struggling offensively. He's doing a good job defense and getting position and getting a couple of rebounds. But on the offense, he missed an easy two-pointer, which I think another play we could look back and see quite a turning point as well. He's missed the last couple of free throws. He's got to start hitting them with only 5 minutes remaining in the game.
Our missing foul, the one we thought was on Love, is now on Harden. And Harden fouls out with 3 points. The basket, 1-for-4 from the free throw line. Brett Johnson back in. Sherm Williams did something to Ken Last to make him laugh. And that may be just what's needed. Last has missed the back end of a 1-1. The front end of a 1-1 is 1-for-3 on the night. Total of 3 points. Dixie within 7 points with 5:13 left in the game. That's within striking distance, but they have to get some shots to fall and have to finally get some boards, which they are not getting. Last steadies himself. The Hurricane High grad. First shot good. 69-63. 6 point lead by Salt Lake. Last wants that second free throw. Steps up to talk to Lorenzo Cotton for just a moment. Steve Andrus will be in for Last if he hits the free throw. 69-63, 5:13 left in the game. Last. Second shot up and good. Dixie has been out-rebounded 15-11 in this half. Back to within five. Andrus in, Last out. And Kenny Last gets a standing ovation, and so does the team. Corby McDaniel rallying the fans. Full court pressure by Dixie. Lenore in backcourt with Jerm Williams. Pass goes to Summer. Summer breaks the pressure. Summer into forecourt. Timeout Salt Lake with 5:07 left. 69-64. Salt Lake back in 60 seconds.
Motorsportsland is Southern Utah's number one holiday Rambler dealer. And to celebrate, when you purchase one of four holiday Ramblers on the lot, not only will Holiday Rambler give you over $1,950 cash back, but Motorsportsland will match it, giving you a total of over $3,900 cash back. So hurry into Motorsportsland and make a deal on a Holiday Rambler Presidential or Imperial now in stock and receive back over $3,900 in cash. Use the cash rebate as your down payment or put it in the bank. That's Motorsportsland for all your RV needs.
The Dixie Rebels just keep on winning, and you can be a winner, too, when you do your banking at Sun Capital Bank. You get full-service banking with interest rates as high as anyone's with all accounts FDIC insured. You can even get interest-bearing checking at Sun Capital. It's a safe place to put your money, and you can choose from top-interest CDs, money market, regular savings, or other plans to meet your money-saving needs. Conveniently located on South Bluff and on 100 East, Sun Capital Bank, the money place.
Dixie College Basketball on 890 KDXU, St. George.
5:07 left in the game. Salt Lake with the ball out of bounds. Dixie playing the tough defense. Matt Barnes trying to get it inbounds. Does so to Jerry Summer, finally. 69-64. Dixie has to play tough defense the rest of the way. Summer against Miller at the angle it goes to Lenore. Lenore always dangerous. He can create points. Pass to the baseline goes to Johnson. Back out in front it comes to Matt Barnes. 24 seconds left on the shot clock. Barnes against Corby McDaniel. Dixie has to challenge on defense, has to challenge every pass. Jerry Summer against Mark Miller. At the right angle, it goes to Lenore. Lenore against Williams. Back out in front, Johnson. All alone, jump shot. No good. Tap up, no good. There's a foul, and it will be on Dixie. Melvin Love gets the basket. Foul will go to Daryl White. And a big, big basket by Melvin Love on the rebound.
That is the key right there. Dixie did not get position, did not box out underneath, allowed Love to get in and tip it back up and in. And
Had a little insult to injury, drew the foul. 71-64, seven-point lead by Salt Lake, and Love, who is 3-for-3 from the free throw line, looking for his 10th point of the night. 71-64, shot by Love, up and good. It's back to an eight-point lead, so Dixie with a chance to cut the margin has not. Full court pressure, Jerm Williams into forecourt to Darryl White. White trying to press the offense to Corby McDaniel to Darryl White. White, three-point attempt, up no good. Rebound gathered in by Salt Lake. Mark Lenore. And once again, Dixie, one shot and that's it. Lenore in backcourt to Matt Barnes. Salt Lake in control of this game right now. At the angle, Jerry Sommer, head fake. Can't get the shot away. Sommer in front of Miller, drives, dishes off to Johnson. Hook shot blocked by Darryl White. Grabbed by White and Miller, and they'll call a jump ball. Which way does it go? Salt Lake, I believe. Nope, it's out of bounds to Dixie. Dixie trails by eight. Dixie never trailed in the first half. Salt Lake grabbed a lead early in the second half, lost it, and then grabbed a lead again when they ran off 17 unanswered points. Dixie's offense stuttering against his Salt Lake zone defense. Darwin Russell in backcourt against his own press. Bounce pass goes to Darryl White. White at the top of the key. Back to Russell. Russell head fakes. Doesn't take the three-pointer to Corby McDaniel. Cross court pass. Darryl White will take the three-pointer. Miss it. Long rebound gathered in by Darryl White. Lost as he has it knocked away by Jerry Sommer. 3:45 left in the game. Dixie will have to have a miracle finish against a strong Salt Lake Community College team to come up with a victory. Darwin Russell. Alley-oop intended for McDaniel, stolen, taken away by White, who slams it. 3:38 left in the game, our first 60 dunk. Alley-oop may have been unwise as it was missed. Cross-court pass taken by Barnes. Lead pass comes into forecourt to Brett Johnson. Russell going after the steal. 72-66, six-point lead by Salt Lake. And Salt Lake trying to nurse that clock. At the angle, it goes to Melvin Love against Andrus. Love out in front to Sommer. Sommer looks for help. Hook pass stolen by Darryl White. White, bounce pass to Darwin Russell. Back to White. Underneath, lays it up. Will it go? Nope, they call the travel on Darryl White. And Mike, unfortunately, it's a good call.
I guess I didn't see a thing but the backs of about three coaches from the Dixie bench as they jumped up. But apparently that was the call and a big, big turnover on Dixie.
White had the layup go, but it will not count. Double team on Lenore in backcourt. Dixie will have to put the pressure on. Salt Lake has handled it. Sommer has the ball knocked away by Williams. Out of bounds to Salt Lake. 3:02 left in the game. 72-66. Salt Lake trying to nurse this one home. Very similar to the game in Salt Lake. Matt Barnes. Bounce pass goes to Brett Johnson. Johnson from behind has the ball knocked away by Russell. Back to Mark Lenore. Dixie has to shut out Salt Lake Community College. Barnes against Darryl White. Barnes trying to find somebody to pass it to. Gets it to Lenore. Ball knocked away by Williams. Lenore gets it back. Lenore against Williams wants the shot. Lenore to the baseline. Leaves it for Matt Barnes. 18 seconds left on the shot clock. 2:38 left in the game. Back to Jerry Sommer. Salt Lake playing an intelligent game. Sommer dishes off. Layback shot no good by Lenore. Tapped out in front. Taken by Russell. Russell loses the ball on the floor. Lenore. Jump ball out of bounds. Salt Lake. 2:25 left in the game. 72-66. No travel either call. Either way. And Salt Lake wants this basketball game, Mike.
You can see it. They really do. They're playing it. They're giving it everything they've got right now. Dixie, I think, is playing a little bit better, but they're a little bit out of control. Of course, they got to play catch-up basketball.
Sommer in backcourt. Lob on the press. Goes to Brett Johnson on the wing. It goes to Lenore. Lenore wants to take the time off the clock. No. Gets the bank shot. No good. Rebound, Darryl White. Maybe an unwise shot. Leaves it for Darwin Russell. Dixie into forecourt. Russell, three-point attempt. No. Short off the front of the rim. Rebound right into the hands of Sommer. Pass the other way to Lenore. Lenore forces the alley-oop intended to Love, loses it. Out of bounds to Dixie. And Salt Lake, anxious to put Dixie away, may be too anxious.
Perhaps just a little bit. I would almost expect to see Salt Lake come down and go to a little bit of more of a ball control. Timeout.
Timeout with 2:01 left in the game. 72-66. Salt Lake back in 60 seconds.
It starts with a vague, uneasy feeling. It becomes more urgent. You pace the floor. Now, no denying it, it's a Mexican food attack. But don't despair. Paula's is there for the cure. Try the fajita cure. Marinated chicken or beef and stir-fried vegetables in a delicious selection of spices. Paula's, open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Located high on the ridge across from the North Bluff Park. Your cure is assured at Paula's, the finest Mexican food around.
The Dixie Rebels are off and running. You can keep your car running smoothly and inexpensively, too, with this month's oil special from the Minute Market. Trump Arctic 30 weight is only 90 cents, 1030 weight is 92 cents, and 1040 is 94 cents. And with a mail-in rebate of $3.60 each case, this makes your price 65, 67, and 69 cents. At all Minute Markets, except Mesquite, Minute Markets in St. George, Washington, Hurricane, and Cedar City, where it only takes a minute.
Dixie College Basketball on 890 KDXU, St. George.
2-1 left in a game. Salt Lake Community College trailing Dixie 72, or leading Dixie 72-66. Dixie will have the basketball. They've given an effort tonight, Mike. But when you miss too many shots, commit too many turnovers, and the offense just doesn't work.
You know, how much effort can you give at that point? You've made some mistakes, and apparently the mistakes have really hurt Dixie, and I think the Salt Lake did the wise thing. They took advantage, and they've played good, solid basketball. Right now, they're not. They're trying to press a little bit too much, but again, 2 minutes remaining in the game.
Zone defense has been the undoing for Dixie against Salt Lake. Corby McDaniel trying to get it to Darryl White. White has had a good second half. Russell now gets it to White. White back out in front to Russell. Three-point attempt. Up, no good. Rebound. Battle four on the floor. Taken by Darryl White. Back up with a jump shot. Up, no good. Dixie loses the shot again. Jerm Williams follows it home. Dixie gets the effort that time. Back to a four-point game. 72-68 with a minute 34 left. Barnes quickly to Summer. Salt Lake Community College trying to nurse this one home. Summer right down the lane, left alone, hooks it up, shot blocked by Andrus, taken by White. Dixie with the basketball. Lead pass comes to Jerm Williams. Lead, jump shot, banks home, good. Dixie within two with a minute 16 left in the game. 72-70, Summer in backcourt, gets it to Matt Barnes. To Summer, Summer still in backcourt. Now gets into forecourt. Summer, Dixie, trying to surround that basketball. Jerry Summer to the baseline. It goes to Love. Back out in front to Summer. 28 seconds left on the shot clock. 72-70. Critical time down the floor. To Lenore against Williams. At the angle, it goes to Barnes. 50 seconds left. To Lenore at the right angle to Jerry Summer. Back out in front to Lenore. Trying to clear things out. 11 seconds left on the shot clock to Matt Barnes. Barnes against Russell. Ball knocked away. Picked up by McDaniel. Foul on Barnes. The other way, there was a layup and will not count. There is a foul here. Foul here on Matt Barnes. 1-1 coming up for Corby McDaniel. Dixie scored the other way, Mike, but the whistle had blown. Nobody heard it.
Yeah, nobody heard it. Excellent call. In fact, I was almost a little upset they did not make the call. And that was because there was a real collision at the half court. Right now, Dixie College coaching staff trying to argue some point, but they're not going to get it. But the call was made, a good call by the referee, even though it takes away 2 points for Dixie.
1-1 coming up. There was some time that ran off the clock. Dave Rose caught that as the official did not catch that. Apparently, there was about 5 seconds that ran off. 35 seconds left in the game, 72-70. Salt Lake with the lead. Corby McDaniel will be put under the pressure cooker. He is 3-for-5 on the night, but has missed both free throws this half.
They're really looking at the free throw line, and they've had their chances. The Dixie's had several opportunities, but right now, no more opportunity bigger than this man stepping to the free throw right now.
7-for-13 in this half after Dixie was 8-for-10 in the first half. McDaniel to shoot 1-1. 39 seconds now put back as 4 seconds were added. 39 seconds left on the clock. 72-70. Dixie has to hit the free throws to tie and then play defense. Corby McDaniel at the free throw line. McDaniel needs the first to get the second. Corby likes that pressure position. A little confusion about who should be where. Darwin Russell, I think, wanted to take the free throws, but it was McDaniel who was fouled. McDaniel, who stepped at the free throw line. This delay, will it make a difference? Dixie has not shot the free throws well. McDaniel needs the first to get the second, has the first. 72-71. As Dixie has come from 8 points down with 5 unanswered points. Can they tie it? You'll know. Listen to the crowd. 72-72, timeout Dixie with 39 seconds left. And Corby McDaniel has tied the ball game, Mike.
And what a couple of pressure shots, Larry. And there's the crowd, a standing ovation. Dixie's got to have that right now. And Corby, what a couple of cool free throws. struggling all game long, and when it counts, he put them through.
Let's just take a 30-second break. 72-72 back in 30 seconds. At the Burns Arena, a 72-72 tie. Mike, the way Dixie was playing, I would have never thought it, but we said that same thing against Utah Valley earlier.
We've said that a couple of times this year. Dixie's really struggled playing it here at home, and yet you look back at their record, they've lost one game in 3 years, so I guess we should have a little bit of faith in Dixie. They have really, though, put on a comeback, and it's just unbelievable. They looked so out of the ball game about 3 minutes ago, and suddenly we're tied with a half a minute to go.
Salt Lake has the ball, 39 seconds left in the game. Dixie will have to play defense for 39 seconds. You can't afford to foul. You have to not give up the shot and get the basket back. Or are we looking at overtime? Full court pressure. The fans are up and standing. So is the coaching staff. Inbounds. Johnson gets it to Lenore. 39 seconds left in the game. Bounce pass goes to Matt Barnes. Still in backcourt. Barnes looking for help. Cross court pass goes to Jerry Sommer. 72-72 tie with 29 seconds left. Sommer to play a little keep away. Looking for help. Gets it finally to Brett Johnson. Johnson, as Dixie has to play the defense. 20 seconds left in the game. At the angle to Matt Barnes. Out in front to Lenore. 16 seconds left. Lenore almost loses the ball. Back to Matt Barnes. 10 seconds left. Salt Lake wants Lenore to take the shot. Head fake. Takes the shot. Lenore good with 3 seconds left. The official says no, not three, but 2 seconds left. Lenore hits the basket. 74-72. Salt Lake leads with 2 seconds left. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Seconds left in the game. Dixie trails by two. 74-72. They have to get a good shot, Mike. A three-pointer will win it.
And they've got to get it very, very quickly. 2 seconds is just not a lot of time. They really don't have time to even get two passes. It's got to be one pass, one shot, and it's got to be a good shot. A two-shot would tie. The three-pointer, of course, would win the ball game. And going back to Lenore's shot, what a pressure shot he put in. Just a tremendous ball player.
Lenore has matured. We've seen him since Bullock was knocked off the team.
And it's interesting how things have happened. I think we go back at Dixie and take a look at them since Ramey has left. They have matured as a team. But you're right, Lenore, what a good ball player he is. He has really come along, and that shot right there may have been his season.
Salt Lake Community College shaping up as Dixie has one shot at it. 2 seconds left. Salt Lake wants the timeout. 2 seconds left. 74-72. Salt Lake with a lead. We'll take a 30-second break and be right back. 2 seconds left. Dixie tried to get the timeout with 4 seconds left, but it was not successful.
They did not get it. The last timeout by Salt Lake Community was a planned one, as they wanted to let Dixie set up in Dixie's offense. They call a timeout. They go back down. The coaching staff has put up the defense to try and come up. Do you change it? That's the thing. You know, Dixie's got to decide, or do you go with the play you had planned and see if you can get it in 2 seconds?
72-74. Dixie has to get the shot away. And it will be critical. As soon as it's touched, the clock has to start. Melvin Love will be down along the baseline. Dixie has to go quite a ways. Baseball pass.